Hi everyone and welcome back to Support with Crohn's. Today we're diving into a recent breakthrough in the treatment of Crohn's disease, a chronic condition affecting millions worldwide. Let's talk about a promising new medication and what it means for patients. Crohn's disease has been very hard for both patients and healthcare providers. Traditional treatments often fall short in providing sustained remission and symptom control. But there's good news on the horizon. A new medication called UPADACITNIB has recently completed a successful phase 3 trial and has been approved by the FDA for treating moderate to severe Crohn's disease. The medication is a selective Janus kinase inhibitor, but it works by targeting specific pathways involved in inflammation. In the trial, patients who took it achieved both clinical and endoscopic remission, which means that their symptoms improved significantly and there was notable reduction in intestinal inflammation. The co-director of the Susan and Leonard Feinstein Inflammatory Bowel Disease Clinic Center at Mount Sinai said that the medication addresses an unmet need in the treatment of Crohn's disease and it allows patients access to an oral medication that could put them in clinical and endoscopic remission. And this therapy has the potential to transform the lives of individuals battling this chronic health condition and offers a new hope for improved quality of life. The study that led to its approval spanned 43 countries and included a diverse group of patients aged 18 to 75. Participants were given the medication once daily and the results were impressive. By week 12, many patients had achieved clinical remission, and by week 52, the maintenance phase of the trial showed sustained remission and a reduction in disease relapse. The breakthrough is particularly exciting because it provides a new oral treatment option, which can be more convenient for patients compared to injectable therapies. It also highlights the importance of ongoing research and innovation in the field of IBD. Before we wrap up, I want to emphasize that while the medication is a significant advancement, managing Crohn's disease is multifaceted. Patients should continue to work closely with their healthcare providers to tailor their treatment plans, which may include medications, dietary changes, and lifestyle modifications. This was extremely exciting considering the fact that I suffered from Crohn's disease during my junior year. It was incredibly hard for me, and the fact that there will now be a potential treatment is extremely, extremely exciting. Tune in for our next podcast, which will be uploaded in a couple of days, which will be with the medical professional. Thank you for listening.